Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome everybody to the Smash Factor Week 22 on the 2022-2023 PGA Tour, the Valero Texas Open, one of my former homes. Actually, the last place we lived before we moved back here to Norman, Oklahoma. Enjoyed the tournament down there. Enjoyed the course. I believe my last one was when the Connors won, because 2020 got canceled with COVID, and then we moved back that summer. So got to see him the Monday Q. Spent some good time with our buddy Adon down there as well. Looking forward to the week. Should be a good one. We got the obviously the big elephant in the room is the Masters next week. We'll get to that in due time, but recap a match play real quick. It was a good one. First losing week in match play since they've started it on DraftKings for me. And had close calls. It's just one of those two or three things go right, and you may be battling up there in the top 10. Two or three things go wrong, and you're blocked out, right? Really needed Herbert to get one more win. Lucas Herbert was one of my lower and then Hughes, and really needed Cantlay over Burns. I faded 24 guys out of the 64, so I only played 40, and only one guy that I faded made it to the Elite Eight, which was Burns, and wound up winning it, right? So I had zero Burns. He wins it. That kind of trumps a pretty solid pool. Had a lot of young, obviously, had outrights on him to win. Willie Z and Fitz were probably two that I was more over than I should have been. Had plenty of Rory. Talked about him on E9 that with that low ownership was going to play him. Cantlay was a staple. I mean, he was one of my higher in almost everything, especially one of three max. Him over Burns definitely would have been good, but it happens. Tons of members did well. That's a good thing. Missed the Putnam Spawn stuff. I was more on McKenzie. Herbert was a cheap one. Had some Riley. He probably plays Scheffler to one of his toughest matches of the week. Guys got on him. Probably hindsight being 6K. I talked about it on E9 with Kenny. I went back and watched some of it that, if you think a lot of the top priced are all going to get there, or they could get there, maybe you play a cheaper guy, even if he doesn't get out of the knockout, to the Sweet 16, his price allowing so many good guys may be worth it. Just didn't get on the right guys. I wasn't going to play everybody. We had, one of our subs who he's a stud. I met him at FedEx last year. He took second, for 80K. So that's awesome. Several subs, tripled up, quadrupled up. So right ingredients there, just didn't get all the mixtures. Sad it's gone. Hopefully it comes back. Still leverage this year. A little bit sharper every year, but still plenty of a leverage. And then building correctly and optimally is always key there. Betting wise, we hit the Cam Young final four bet 8-1. The hedge on Scheffler and Burns as they were going with Young washed out there. So, should be a positive week overall. Could have been huge, obviously, because we bet Young pre-tournament, and then I released him again Wednesday night after day one at 22-1. So we had some hedge power there. Didn't really get into it too much. Just did a small hedge on Scheffler Saturday night. And then when it was Burns versus Young, did a small hedge on Burns. It was still, even if Young would have won, we still would have won probably 14, 15 units on the week between the two bets and the final four, even with the two hedges. But with Burns winning it, that washes out what we lost on the Scheffler hedge Saturday night, and we kind of move forward from there. Released some Masters outrights over the weekend. A few, nothing crazy, but a few that I like. So if you're a sub, you want to go check those out, they are on the website. Right now, if you want to join Masters, 30% off any package includes a 7-day risk-free trial. Anybody that has joined March 1st and beyond, all the way through the Monday after the Masters, will be entered into our drawing, March to the Masters drawing. We'll be giving away a 555 ticket to the PGA Championship or 500 ticket, whatever that top, you know, kind of higher end deal is. They switch it up. They've been switching up most majors and stuff, trying to figure out, I think, what works best for them. And we have gifts, Gups Corner gift packs, including items from the Masters. We'll be giving away next week. I'll probably start it, you know, a little bit this weekend, as it was probably get a pot out early with some of the, they always drop those the, you know, Friday afternoon or so. And I'll be doing all kinds of giveaways for free. You don't have to join our site or nothing. All you have to do is rate and review on iTunes. That'll get you into the drawing. Subscribe and like the video on YouTube. In the comment section this week, tell me who you like in the 9K range. Who's your favorite player in the 9K range? That'll get you in the drawing. And I'll be doing random drawings throughout all of next week, giving away DK money, giving away Gibbs Corner stuff, giving away memberships, all that kind of stuff. Those are free to enter. So just two things: rate and review on iTunes, subscribe and like on YouTube, and then leave the comment on the YouTube videos. And if you've been doing it this whole time, I have all those comments. All those are saved. You get multiple entries if you've been doing it. And we'll do some giveaways as we head to the Masters next Thursday. Listener League, link is in the description. Let's fill it up. I'd like to fill it up almost like tonight or tomorrow morning. And then, oh, if I didn't say that, this is Tuesday morning. Should have out early afternoon. I have a IEP appointment, our annual one for our oldest son. Don't know how long those can go. Those can go a little while. So heading to that and then back here, and then I'll get everything out early afternoon, a little bit later this week. But let's get those. The listener league was dropped yesterday. So get those in, get those filled, try to bump it up big. I'm going to get them to hopefully release that Friday or Saturday at the worst case, so we have more time to fill it. Last week's winner, Rye Dog, hit 761.95, did the double Putnam spawn. So very, very sharp there. Then Scheffler, Young, Homa, and Henley. Pretty good lineup when you get those two cheap ones in there. And then you get Scheffler and Young to the final four. It's pretty much all he needed. So solid building there. I think he's already accepted the invite. So he is in the listener league, and we'll get a new winner this week. We're at TPC San Antonio. Par 72, 7,400 yards, four par threes, four par fives. Tough fairways to hit. You can slide off of them pretty easily. I have played this course a few times when I lived down there. Tough greens to hit. Both of those are emphasized when it's windy, and we are going to get some wind this week. Bermuda greens with some overseed, not as extreme as they have been. Usually a little slower on the stint because of potential strong winds, but if it's calm, they can get them rolling if they want to. Course setup is less penal since moving to the Masters, and that's shown in the last 2 or 3 years. But if the winds are up and strong, it can still play difficult. There's areas and rough and some stuff they've done since it went to the week before the Masters. It just makes it play easier than it used to. Still not like a super easy course, but you go back, you know, you'd see 9, 8, 11, 12. Last 3 years, we've seen 20, 18, and 13 win it. Now, it's a small sample size, kind of anecdotal. Those three winners won by two strokes each. So it'll play difficult. We'll get to the weather here in a second, but I do think they've set it up a little bit. You know, I think they want it to be an appealing tournament to those who want to play the week before the Masters. We'll see where that goes as we do the Elevate events, if this will get on the, you know, RBC's the week after the Masters is Elevated this year. I wonder if they'd ever do an Elevated before. I don't know if pros would like that, but I don't know how much they like it the week after either. So who knows? We'll see. It's cooler down there today, supposed to be today and tomorrow, but up to 90 by Friday, 40% chance of rain Thursday, 20% over the weekend. Winds could be strong Thursday. I think there's a storm system approaching. It's the same system that's going to come through here. We have tornado possibilities Thursday night into Friday. Ours looks to be a lot later into the day. Something to keep an eye on because of the timing of that system could affect a lot. Right now, AM, PM, if you just look at three or four different spots, looks like a huge advantage. But you get a strong system in there that delays them 3, maybe 4 hours. Then everything we thought could just be moved off. And I've downgraded the weather stacking a little bit, mainly because just listening and paying attention. Every time we've had winds and weather, and you'll hear that the tour is more cognizant of setting up the course, knowing you're going to get certain conditions. So I'll factor it for sure. And especially this is obviously the side of the most historic wave draw. So I wonder if that even puts more people on alert. And maybe that gives you another edge. Who knows? The biggest issue for me, especially this kind, if it was just wind, yeah, I would look at it. And if it's definitely, you know, 30, 40 mile an hour in the afternoon and you know, not much in the morning or strong in the Friday morning, then Friday afternoon looks like nothing, which it does. And if you look at Saturday and Sunday, they look great. Not much wind at all. So it does lead me to say that as it goes on Friday and the system moves out, it is going to be a lot less windy and the weekend looks great. So I do pay attention to it. But when we have rain and storms that, and these are, you know, our typical spring thunderstorms that could have electricity, which would get the guys off the course, I pause with it because then you're like, all right, well, I thought these guys were thinking TPC to an extent. Now that was just all kinds of stuff 2 years ago when we had tons of rain, course flooded, all that kind of stuff. But if they're off for 3 or 4 hours, that window that you thought they're going to be playing horrific wind Thursday isn't as bad. Now, the difference here right now is there, if they're pushed out and pushed out, it still gives an advantage to those guys that play Thursday morning. And they, whether it's later Friday, you know, Saturday morning, Saturday doesn't look bad. So we'll keep an eye on it. It's way too early. We still got all of today, all of tomorrow, but something to check out. If you want to, obviously I'll update you in the final thoughts in E9 tomorrow night. Cut, I got it like +1, +2. You see some high cuts here. Even that 2016 year or whatever, I think when almost everybody from one wave got blown off, 2014, 15, something like that. You could see really high. Since I'm looking more towards the last three tournaments. Now, I know it's small sample size, but I think +1, +2 is more in play than a +3, +4 type number. Winner, I'm going to stick around the 13, 14 under. Just because I do think it's going to play somewhat tough Thursday, Friday. The weekend does look really nice. So you could see some go low numbers there, and you could see this creep up to 15, 16 under. If you look, though, if you're in the single digits under par, you're going to be flirting with top 10. Even in these last few years where it's been somewhat easy, those guys are going to get you up there. If you're shooting 2 to 3 under a par every day with a, you know, a one time go low, of, you know, 5 under one day and then 2-2, you're going to be right there, you know, come Saturday night into Sunday for sure. Past winners, Spahn last year, Spieth, Connors, Hoffman, back to back runner ups in 19 and 21. Matt Jones and Kuchar were runner ups last year. Pre-Masters, some winners, Landry, Chapel, Hoffman, Walker, Laird, runner-ups, Brooks, Reed, Spieth, Rory. So not a lot of change there, but I am focusing a little bit more on the 19, 21, 22. Stats I'm looking at this week, tee to green overall, stroke gain, iron play, good drives, good approach, ball striking, and a little bit around the green, just because you do have to be able to get up and down around here. More than the average course out there. 45 guys have not played this course since 2017 or ever. That's a lot, which kind of is a significance of week before the Masters, the LIV players not, you know, being around. You just get a lot more guys action on the tour. I don't know if I've seen 45 the first time seeing it, which is, you know, it's, there's only like 90 something that have out of the 140 ish that we're dealing with. So that was a little bit of a surprise. Salary ranges, 4 in the 10K, 6 in the 9K, 8 or 9 in the 8K, 42 in the 7K, 75 in the 6K. Then I'm sure we'll see some Monday Qs added this morning from yesterday. Sweet 16, typical format for me. 3 plays and a bubble boy in each salary range, a fade of the week, a sleeper of the week, 4 gut fill plays, betting top 5 and 2 long shots provided by Underdog and Prize Picks. One and done, early leans, and then we will get out of here and call it a day. 9K and above. I'm going to start with Ryan Fox. Coming in pretty good form. 27th at TPC. 14th at API, was playing great overseas. We've been playing him since then. Probably could get a little popular at 9,000, I think. I just cross the board. He's positive everywhere I'm looking, just about. 19th in putting, 12th tee to green, 7th in ball striking, 23rd in good approach. Just like a lot about him. He'll definitely be in the core there probably, or right close to it. Chris Kirk, I like a lot at 9,300. Three made cuts here in the last 5 years, an 8th, a 6th, a 35th. You will notice, I look at the course history here a little bit, because you have guys like Charlie Hoffman, which we'll talk about. I have him somewhere down here a little bit, but, you know, just plays his place great. Kuchar plays his place great. But there are a lot of guys that, you know, 8th, miscut, 6th. Then there are guys that just play his place well every time. Siwoo, you know, his last five, made the cut all 5 years. J.J. Spahn even. He came in a 49th, a 26th, and 2 miscuts coming into last year and then wins it, you know. So history's I take a look at, but it's not as strong for me this year. But I do like Kirk. I think he may get a little – I'm interested to kind of see where ownership goes in this area, because I'm wondering how many people are going to play up top this week. I'm willing to fade all three if they all don't – if none of them withdraw. Fowler, Matsu, and Hatton, as of Tuesday morning early, it has not happened. But because if people go up there and want to spend their money, I like a lot of the 9K. I like a few 8K, not a lot, but I really like a lot of 7s. Well, I could see myself living in that kind of hybrid balance of a lot of 9s and 7s mixing in the 3 to 4 8s that I like. So I'm interested to hear the industry and all that kind of stuff, how that goes. But I like Kirk a lot. You know, coming in, miscut at TPC, API at 39th, his last 5 years here, like I said, miscut 8th, miscut 6th, 35th. So two top 10s in there. 8th tee to green, 4th stroke gain irons, 23rd ball striking, 29th good approach. He's playing well, obviously, coming off the win. So, at the Honda. So I like him a lot. I'll go back there. Kuchar, played him last week. He was a guy I played. He didn't make my core article, but he was a guy. He was in my 40 that I played. And got me some ground. He had a few lineups for me that were in the hunt there. 5 straight made cuts here since 2017, a 40th, a 51st, a 7th, a 12th, and a 2nd. So his last 3 out has been top 12 or better. Miscut at TPC, did get out of the round of 64 last week. Playing great, and he's playing well where he plays well at. So, I mean, this is a place he's played well at. 9,200, maybe, hopefully could scare some people off. I'm interested to see that, but I don't mind going to him this week. And then my bubble boy is Siwoo, because I do think he's a guy that people will play a lot of. Coming in good form, a 22nd, 45th, 4th, 23rd, and 13th here the last 5 trips, 39th at the API, 27th at TPC. 2nd in tee to green, 9th in irons, 5th in good approach, 4th in ball striking. You know, I could see him getting steamed up. That's the only reason why I have him as a bubble boy. Other than that, I like him. You'll see how the ownership shakes out. Griffin, 8,700, rinse and repeat for me. He's struggling a little bit in some areas, but just overall, he just keeps making cuts. He keeps having a chance. Maybe he has a bad round here or there, but 3 straight made cuts coming in. API, 14th. 35th at TPC, 45th at Valspar, 4th in good approach, 2nd around the green, 17th tee to green, 15th in putting. I like him a lot. We've been playing him for a while. No reason for me to hop off. Matt Wallace, 8,500. Doc of the week 2 weeks ago. Gets a win in Corrales last week. All the momentum in the world. One note I wrote down as I was looking at that this morning is, you know, is he in the Masters or not? I need to double check that. I know the win didn't get him in because Corrales doesn't do that, but he may have been in on top 50 or whatever already. If not, some motivation to get into the Masters. But a 1st and a 7th coming in here, a 3rd 2 years ago here. I think that was your Spieth one. And I think it was Wallace's to lose, if I remember right. But and then a miscut last year. So there's another guy. He's played here twice, 3rd and a miscut. So take that for what it's worth, but he's playing really good right now. 1st in stroke gain irons, really good around the green. His approach is a little worrisome, overall ball striking, but I think we've seen the upside here. We see the upside recently at that price. I like going to him at 8,500. Cam Davis, we talked about him the last couple weeks. We play him all the time, but you know, we heard the news 3 or 4 weeks ago about he was battling some kind of personal health stuff. And you've seen some upside. Sixth at TPC. I didn't think he played bad last week at the match play. Not great results here. Missed cut in 69th. But on that price, 8,300, his talent, I certainly will take a chance there on some Cam Davis. Bubble Boy for me, I don't really like a lot of the eight. Those are my top three. I think Spawn's going to get ownership just because he got out of the round last week, first here last year, playing pretty good. And so I don't know. Adam Shank's probably the one that would be my bubble boy. I need to do some deep dive, but coming in with the 31st, a miscut and a second, his last three tournaments. Here he's got a 58th, a 7th, and two miscuts, so kind of that roller coaster. But again, you've seen that top 10 upside here, so I like that. Relies on the putter a little bit. He's 8th in putting, but, you know, good approach. He's 12th, 13th around the green. You know, tee to green, he's 65th, so a little bit above average. But if I had to go to another 8K guy, he's the one that I currently like at 8,200, but that's why he's the bubble boy. I don't love much of the 8s this week other than the three I named. I don't mind Spawn. I should, but I think Spawn will be owned. I think he'll be one that people go to. So just kind of moved off him. 7K range, Smalley. We've been on him for, a year now. I don't mind playing him again. Third tee to green, 13th in irons, 11th in ball striking, 31st around the green, 27th at Valspar, 65th at TPC. He's only played here once. It was last year. He missed the cut. I'm sure we played him. So we'll give him another try this year. 6th in stats overall, 11th in recent form for me. So I'll go back to him. The tougher the course, I think, is better for him, but we'll see. I still don't mind it. Aaron Rye, $7,900, 11th overall for me, 10th in tee to green, 17th in ball striking, 53rd at the API, 19th at TPC. Played here last year for the first time and got a 29th. Those are all enough positives for me for $7,900 to go back to some Aaron Rye. Ben Martin, definitely like him a lot. I'm kind of hoping he doesn't get steamed up. We've been playing him many months now. In the last 3 weeks, he's, you know, done okay. Corrales, I didn't put any content out, but I put a little blurb in the Slack and stuff. But I played him 8th last week, 45th, and a 54th at TPC, so three straight made cuts. He's played here three times, a 45th, a 34th, and a 63rd, never missed a cut in those three since 2017. So all that, $7,100, I really like that a lot. I'm not too fired up about a lot of 6K guys, so to get that cheaper guy with some upside, I do like. Bubble Boys, Batia, I assume just by some of the stuff, I hadn't listened to any pods yet, but I assume just by some of the Twitter stuff, bets I've seen, he probably will be popular. Liked him. He was in my one and done last week for Corrales. He finished 24th with a average weekend, really started hot. 15th in good drives, 9th in ball striking, 32nd in good approach. He's played here once, 2021. He missed the cut. 7,000 right flat. Again, not fired up about the 6K range too much. I kind of like the 8K range. I have a few that I like, but outside of that, I'd really go to the 7s, and that price tag gets us there. I don't want to eat a chalky Batia this week by any means. Gerard, I'll bounce back with him. He was a negative for me in my bullet lineup that the only guy that missed a cut. $6,600. I'll do the bounce back there. 71st at Valspar, has never played here. 8th in irons, 2nd in ball striking. 106 around the green worries me a little bit. Short game in general. That would be my concern with him. But at the price tag, I don't mind getting some. We'll do a little deep dive. I'll do some more deep dive on him tonight for those rankings and stuff. May get me off of him, but right now he's in the pool at 6,600. Pearson Cootie, $6,900. I'll keep playing him. Just a talent play. He comes, I played him at Valspar quite a bit. He missed the cut. I believe he was right there on it, one or two off, if not right on it. 14th at API. 15th, a good approach. I think, I want to be early on him. And at $6,900, I'm willing to take that chance for sure. Michael Kim, $6,500. Another guy I've mentioned the last price 4, 5, 6 weeks that continue to see some upside. 26th at Corrales, 45th at Valspar. Has never made the cut here since 2017. Three straight missed cuts. I do have a dot there to go see. Was that all putting? Was it a short game? Obviously, you got to remember after he made his win, they kind of came out of nowhere. He missed like 40 cuts in a row, it seemed like. So I don't put a lot of that into it. I'm more focused on where he's at now. $6,500, super cheap. Make a cut. Give me some top 40 upside. Keep that good play you've had the last couple of weeks. I'll take some chances there. And then Lucas Glover, I like a lot. I like Hoffman, which I'll get to in a second. I don't think he'll get too seamed up at 6,900, but a little concern about him being high owned there. Three straight top 18s here, no missed cuts, 14th, 4th, and 18th. He likes this place. He's coming in off two made cuts, 51st and 36th at the Valspar. Stats are just okay, mid-pack for the most part. Rates out number one course fit. You know, so you're really going off of that. He just likes the place, right? And you just 6,900, you take a chance. Now, he's never even missed a cut. So at 6,900, he's never finished outside of top 20. If I just get that, I'll take that all week and move on from there. We'll see how the ownership goes there. Fade of the week, like I mentioned earlier, I'll play one of Connors and Fowler, and I don't think I play Hideki. I did it last week, and I don't want to say it bit me because I truly think he withdrew to because he knew he couldn't advance and just I might as well rest, work on something, whatever. I was surprised he's going to play here if he wants to rest for the Masters, but maybe he wants to find something heading into the Masters. He's got a 30th and a withdrawal here last year. So now he's going to come super low owned. So Wednesday night when we start looking at and we're doing E9, we're looking at ownership, I think he'll be super low owned. So that may be, you know, that's a risk-reward type of deal. I don't think I get there. I'll just take my chances. And then at most, I'll probably play one of Hatton and Fowler. I lean Hatton right now because I think he may be a hair lower owned. Fowler's 300 more or 300 less or 700 less. Sorry. He's got a 17th, a 17th and a miscut. Hatton's only played here once and got a miscut. So we know he had a little bit of the, you know, whatever injury type situation, hand hurt it on the range at the last week, but you know, he finished playing everything. So I don't put a lot into that. If I was going to play, I'd lean just whoever's probably lower owned in general. And I seriously may fade all three and just move on from there by the time we get to tomorrow night. Sleeper of the week, I kind of like Ryan Palmer. I don't know how much love he'll get here. He hasn't flashed much lately. You know, back in the day, you get the Texas narrative, Texas guy, win player, and all that's true. I just don't know that he's going to get steamed up at all. For $7,100, three out of five made cuts here, a 6th and a 17th mixed with the 48th and obviously the two missed cuts. He's had some up and downs this year, nothing crazy, but stats are still okay. 24th good drive, 28th good approach, 27th ball striking. On greens, he's somewhat familiar with. You know, I don't mind him at all. Not that he lives down there. He lives up and down. But he's played here plenty of time. So I don't think he gets too high owned. I think he could be a good little sleeper this week, survive that Thursday, Friday, and then maybe make a run on the weekend. Gut feel plays for me. Hoffman, he's just like Kuchar, 7K. I assume he's going to be high owned. Last year burned that crowd, so maybe not. You know, but he comes in here a 40th, a 64th, a second. He's won here. He plays well in Texas in general, but he's coming off three missed cuts, you know, Corrales, Valspar, and API. Does he get it high on? Does he not? Does last year's, you know, finally get people off of him? I don't think I play a chalky one. I don't think I played him last year, but for some reason, I think he's probably just no one pays much attention to it, and I'm willing to just eat that at 7,000. If he was like 8,300, probably not, but 7,000, I'll take some chances there. Sam Stevens, I've loved him for a while. Played great last week. He was on my bullet team. Just couldn't get it done, but for 7,400, I'll go there. SH Kim, another, you know, rinse and repeat for me, not leaving that, $7,500. And then Riley, 9,500. I'm hoping the price on him kind of just keeps people to go, well, do I really want to pay $9,500 for Riley? Maybe here, you know, I'll be interested to see if people want to lay the bet number on him, but you know, 25-ish to 1, maybe 30 in some places. But a 19th, a miscut, and an 8th coming in here. 63rd at 2022 here. So he made the cut. I like that. Got four rounds here. 7th in good approach, 27th in good drive, 21st tee to green, 56th in putting. I just think all the way around, I'm not willing to give up on him. And I don't think he gets too high. So I like that as a gut feel play as well. Betting top five, the pop, and two long shots. As I mentioned, link is in the description. Dollar-for-dollar match up to $100. On Underdog or Price Picks or both, you can use the same code GUP, G-U-P, get a free $100 on both. The Masters is next week, so the best balls, I need to look at that before I do final thoughts tomorrow to see how full those best balls are. They last for all the majors. You can talk it up in Slack if you want to. If you guys have questions, let me know. Strategy, how do we play the live in that? How do we not? How people are falling? The strategy on guys that you know are in the Masters but may not be guaranteed PGA and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of strategy there. I think it's going to be fun. I'll be doing some throughout the week this week on Underdog. And then Prize Picks, I'll give out my round one picks tomorrow and then nightly with my bets per usual. My top five that I like right now, Griffin 40-1, Smalley 66, Davis 40, Kuchar 30, Kirk 30. Two long shots I like, Palmer 100, and then Pearson Cootie 125. My current one and done preliminary final five, Kirk, Griffin, Kuchar, Siwoo, although I think Siwoo will be popular, so I may bounce off him. And then Ryan Fox is another one I like. I hadn't really hit much. I still have a lot of the big dogs left, which isn't good right now because that's who's been winning everything. But and this is a week where it's not a huge pot up top. I'd like to get one of those middle, you know, like a Cam Davis, Ryan Fox, but Griffin that may get some pick clicks, but not a ton, and could try to do some catch up this week before heading into the Masters. Pick the Masters winner and you get right back into it a little bit. And then you get RBC, which is another elevated event. So if you can do well these next 3 weeks, this one's not as big of a deal, but you have chance here where you don't have to go up top and then go maybe back-to-back winners. You're gonna be right there alive. Definitely join us tomorrow. I'll be doing final thoughts. I'll have that pot out. And then I'll do E9 tomorrow night, like we always do. Don't forget, Masters gets you 30% off any package, weekly, monthly, annual, does not matter. You can upgrade at any time. Anybody, you have to be a member, had been a member for a month to be eligible for the all the master drawings. You can't sign up and cancel. Obviously, that doesn't do much good. But if you've been a member for a month, or if you've done weekly and you're, you know, on week three, week four, that's fine as well. You like it. You like what you're seeing. We're going to we're going to push our second big updates on all the dashboard we're building out as we continue to grow that deal, you know, the whole new golf dashboard tools and green machine enhancements throughout the year. But a big push coming this week for the Masters next week. Looking forward to that. You can upgrade at any time, and that code stays with you for life. So if you just want to try out for a week now, you get this week. I'd probably wait till tomorrow just to tell you the truth, because you'll get a free week and then you'll get another week, so you get everything for the Masters and the RBC, which will be two big events, and this week. So for a weekly membership of, like, I don't know what it is, like, you know, if you want the full site, so you want to look at the tools and all that stuff, probably looking like $14-13 for a week. You'll get basically three tournaments if you sign up tomorrow morning. Just wait till tomorrow morning, sign up. You're going to get a free week if you've never been a member before, which will get you through the Masters next Wednesday, and then your first week will get you through the RBC. So you pay it, you basically get three tournaments, you know, just to try it out. Obviously, I hope you love it, and you upgrade to a monthly. That code will still go with you, and you still get 30% off that as well. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter on that, or email me at support@gupscorner.com. If you're a current member and you're looking to upgrade, want to check out the tools, you can do that as well. I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. Good luck. And have a great Tuesday. Thanks.